From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. There is a new message from the new Taliban leader. The Taliban has released this audio message from new leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. He said in the tape that all decisions will be taken in the light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all costs. Now, the emphasis on maintaining that unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused some rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Three relatives of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden were among four people killed when a private jet crashed on landing in southern England, according to British police. The Hampshire Police Force said formal postmortems were still being conducted, but the victims were believed to be the mother, sister, and brother-in-law of the owner of the aircraft, all of whom are from the bin Laden family. It said all three were Saudi nationals who were visiting Britain on vacation. On holiday, the plane's Jordanian pilot also died. Arab media and NBC News named the relatives as Osama bin Laden's stepmother, Raja Hashim, his sister, Sana bin Laden, and her husband, Zuhair Hashim. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Britain offered his condolences to the wealthy bin Laden family, which owns a major construction company in Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News.